Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. The last 10 minutes of today's program, we're devoting to your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. This is a phone line we leave open for you 24/7, 365 days a year for your questions, your comments, your criticism, whatever it may be. If you listen on demand and you have a question about a previous program, it doesn't matter how long ago you listened or how long ago we aired it. We want to hear from you. The comment line is 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384. You call with your question or comment, your suggestion. We'll take anything on the comment line, and we like to respond to it on the air as much as we can, which is what we're going to do here for the next 10 minutes. The number again, 618-223-8384 for your comments to the Issues Etc. comment line. We begin with a comment about a recent interview we did on the decline of Sunday school.
Hi, this is Rob calling from Michigan about the July 14th broadcast on the decline of Sunday school. And as I listened, well, first I should say I like Deaconess Nielsen. I like the cut of her jib. And I'm sure if we had this conversation and I asked these questions, we would be in agreement. But I did sense a little bit of incoherence some things that I didn't understand. At the end of the broadcast, Pastor Wilkin, in a concluding question, asked why Sunday school, a very general question, and the deaconess responded, quote, because it is the only place where we can consistently offer kids at a level they understand an organized presentation of the Word of God so that they know their Savior and preparing them for their life as a member of the family of God. And we've got to take it seriously as churches. And I certainly agree, end quote. I certainly agree with that. My concern is this. In some cases, because the original vision and purpose of Sunday school is outreach to the kids on the streets who don't have parents, and particularly fathers as the heads of the household, I think implicitly, sometimes fathers and heads of households believe that just because they take their kids to Sunday school, Christian day schools, vacation Bible schools, their jobs are complete. And in some cases, the parents drop off the kids at Sunday school and then drive off the parking lot. And I think that it's imperative that there's explicit teaching in the church, particularly in relation to Sunday school, that these are resources that are like day schools and vacation Bible schools are supplements to, not replacements for, the Christian training that the father, principally, as the head of the household, needs to provide his own children. Now, that said, I feel like I'm a failure in many ways in teaching my own kids, but I don't need any ambiguity as far as my own relationship and my own responsibility to my children. I just was wondering if there could be some clarification on that. I'd appreciate it. Okay? And I'm sure we're in agreement. Thank you very much. God bless you for Issues, Etc. Bye-bye.
And I think we are in agreement. You know, there's only so much you can say in the course of any given interview. We've got some feedback on that particular comment by Deaconess Pam Nielsen. We were talking about the decline of Sunday school. I mean, one of the things she was trying to do is say, look, this is a unique form within the life of the church corporate. That is, within the Sunday morning gathering, where the children at their level are brought the Word of God. That was, and we had other comments, I believe, in some email from listeners saying, well, what about the divine service? That is not to exclude the divine service. It is obviously primary. Deaconess Pam Nielsen would affirm that wholeheartedly. And the listener there also, on the comment line, raises the other context, which is the home. I dare say if we had fathers carrying out their spiritual duty in the family the way that they ought to, and again, along with the commenter, I fail miserably in this respect. If we had fathers doing this, including this father sitting here, we wouldn't need Sunday school. It is because we are not doing it that we want to supplement the deficiencies there. But it can never be a substitute for a father teaching his children at home in matters of the Christian faith. And that is always the ideal toward which we move, to which we aspire. Sunday school can never be anything more than a supplement, but to have it fall out of practice among us, as it's proven to be so useful when faithfully implemented, would be a tragedy too. So be careful when you're listening to the program that you realize only so much can be said, only so many caveats can be issued. And when we're extolling the virtues of something like Sunday school, we are not intending in any way to denigrate, first of all, the primary place where God's word comes to us, that is in the Sunday morning divine service or in the home with the father teaching his children. Next from the Issues Etc. comment line, what does Issues Etc. mean to you?
My name is Chuck, and I'm calling from Middleville, Michigan. I'm an on-demand listener and pretty late in answering the question of what Issues Etc. means to me. I'm a little disappointed in the question. Issues Etc. has always pointed me away from looking within myself and to look at the objective reality of what Christ has done for me. What is important is not what Issues Etc. means to me, but what Issues Etc. is. Issues Etc. is a Christ-centered and cross-focused program that thoughtfully addresses the issues of our day. You have the best guests I've heard on any radio program. My favorite programs are ones in which you have able theologians with opposing viewpoints. If we hold to the truth and our real concern is for the truth, we don't need to be afraid of hearing the other guy out. Most people only have a caricature in their minds about what people from other denominations teach. I think even some otherwise well-trained pastors often only know what other denominations teach from critiques that they've read, but you've helped further educate us. In your current incarnation, you're not just a single excellent program surrounded by useless mush. You're now surrounded by other excellent programs like the God Whispers, Table Talk, and Fighting for the Faith. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. I agree wholeheartedly with his assessment of the program. And we asked the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? I had exactly the same misgivings about the wording of the question, but how else do you ask it and elicit people's response? And what we were looking for there right around the anniversary of our return to the air was people's response to the question. I guess we could have said, what does Issues Etc. do for you? What role has it played in your life? It sounded a little sterile. Perhaps the question should have been, what does Issues Etc. do for you? We chose what does Issues Etc. mean to you, and I agree. It is a little subjective way of asking the question, but you know, laying aside the particular wording of the question, the responses we got were not these subjective kind of mush and gush, warm fuzzies about Issues Etc., but exactly what this commenter brought out: objective truth, the great strength of Issues Etc. Time for one more, a caller in Illinois.
Yes, this is Herman. I wanted to comment on the interview with Terry Mattingly on the situation in the Episcopal Church and the United Methodist Church. Interesting on the United Methodist Church side regarding the ELCA upcoming convention in August. They're going to vote on full communion with the United Methodist Church. Since they're already in full communion with five other denominations, I suspect it will pass. But curiously, looking at this from Terry Mattingly's comments, that he effectively said that there is a huge diversity and lack of uniformity from church to church, pulpit to pulpit, altar to altar throughout United Methodism today, you really wonder what faction within any one of these groups one's in communion with, just as a matter of example. Consequently, apparently the ELCA considers itself in communion with the Catherine Jefford Shorey version of Episcopalianism in America versus the part that has is now farming apart from it as a separate body in the United States. So that's very curious about these denominations that have a turmoil within them wanting to declare fellowship with others that are in probably a same state of turmoil, uncertainty, lack of clarity, apostasy, and all the rest thrown together of who knows what. It's a curious an assemblage underway here. Just wanted to bring that in as perspective. Thank you.
Thank you very much to the commenter there. It's true. The more that the ecumenical lines blur, the more confusing the picture gets. And not surprisingly, the more confused the message of the church to the world becomes in that context. If you go to our website, tonightissuesetc.org, and click promote, you will find the Issues Etc. YouTube video. In 3 days, we're going to be drawing a name of those from among those who sent this video to 10 of their friends via email. You can do so already. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. Send this YouTube video that says a lot about Issues Etc. to 10 of your friends and then email us letting us know that you did. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll enter your name for that drawing this coming Friday for a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the ordination of women and the endorsement of homosexual clergy with Dr. Al Culver. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.